Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Talmud Eser HaSefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2053, the three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, Table of Answers to the Words, Item 77. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
Okay, we'll move to 78.
Okay, item 78, page 2054. What is zivug lifrakim, occasionally coupling? The second zivug of Abba V'Ima, which is in the lowering of the Rosh, in clothing of Yesut and Zon, is called occasional coupling, zivug lifrakim, because apparently they are in their place clothing on Chagat De'arich Anpin. But in order to give mochin to Bria, they descend to Tanhi of Arich Anpin to clothe in Yesut and Zon. Again, what is occasional zivug, zivug lifrakim? The second zivug of Abba V'Ima, which is in the lowering of the Rosh, in the clothing of Yesut and Zon, is called zivug lifrakim, occasional coupling, because apparently in their place they clothe on Chagat De'arich Anpin. But in order to give mochin to Bria, they descend to Tanhi of Arich Anpin to clothe on Yesut and Zon.
So we have a partsuf called Arich Anpin, which is basically Keter. Atik is not considered Keter because it's not influencing the whole world of Atzilut. We have Rosh, Chabad, Chagat, and Nehi. That's the Chazeh of Arich Anpin. Above the Chazeh of Arich Anpin, we have Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, the Partsuf of Abba Ve'ima, which clothes upon the Chagat of Arich Anpin, and Nehi of Arich Anpin, which stand until the Parsa. Above is the tabu, the general tabu. And then Abba and Ve'ima, in order to influence the world of Bria, have this intention. Hence, they need to lower themselves below. And below we have here Yishsut, Zat of Bina and Zon of Atzilut. And when they clothe in Yesut and Zon, through them, they can already influence the world of Bria. Okay? Abba and Ima of Atzilut, in order to influence the world of Bria. Abba and Ima is nevertheless perfection, it's Chochmah and Bina. Abba and Ima. So they clothe Yeshut in Zat of Binah, in the lower seven of Binah, and in Zon of Atzilut, and through them influence the world of Bria that is below the Parsa. Next. What?
It's a question about the drawing. You wrote Chazeh. Isn't it supposed to be Tabur, or am I mistaken?
Chazeh, because Chazeh and Tabur, you're right. But in the Chazeh, we have the differentiation between Abba and Ima and Yishsut. And in the Tabur, Bina of Atzilut ends completely in Tabur. This is Bina of Atzilut. It's divided this way. This is Abba and Ima, the upper Abba and Ima, and this is Yishsut. And this is the Chazeh. And this is the Tabur. That's how it is. So that's why I wrote Chazeh. But here, let's say the Chazeh ends. This is Yeshut. And below already is Zon. The lower two-thirds of Tiferet. The difference between the place of birth and pregnancy is Yesut, the womb and all those things that have to do with the lower ones in order to beget and care for them. The place of suckling is above Chazir because that has to do with Bina. There's what you give birth by blood, and there's which is the will to receive, and there's that which is developed through milk, the will to bestow. That's how it is. That's the difference between Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut, each according to its role, because there are different kelim that are being activated by them. Okay, let's continue.
Question 79, what is a complete zivug? Zivug, coupling of Abba Ve'ima to impart neshamot and mochin of procreation for Zon, is called a complete zivug. Again, what is a complete zivug? Zivug, coupling of Abba Ve'ima to impart neshamot and mochin of procreation for Zon, is called zivug shalem, complete zivug.
Shailot?
Questions?
No.
Yes.
Again, about the drawing, we can see that Yesut stands above Zon. And during the birth, they're supposed to be in Bria. Zat of Yesut is supposed to be in Bria. But here...
No. Where did you see such a thing? Where did you hear?
This is what we've learned.
Where? Show me. Where? Zat of Yeshut in Bria?
Where the birth of the sons happens. We said that she goes down and she stands below the parsa.
You read about something correct, that in a special way Bina can go down to the Parsa and below the Parsa to define even her states for the world of Bria. But why are you...
That is exactly my question. How can it be that it is in Atzilut? Atzilut is already a corrected state. These are corrected vessels.
The kelim, in order to be corrected, rise to Atzilut. What is given below Atzilut, only illumination in order to awaken those kelim to rise to Atzilut. But there are no corrections below Parsa.
So the corrected kelim...
In order to be corrected, they have to rise to Atzilut and to remain there, of course.
But until Yesut, until Zat, which is supposedly the womb,
the kelim of Zon, the Zon needs to be corrected, because that's what shattered. All the rest did not shatter. Therefore, we have Zon in the world of Atzilut, which is the part that is corrected of the Zon, and because it stems from the Zon that stood at the world of Nikudim above the Parsa, the Galgalta Inaim of Zon, and the Achap of Zon, which shattered and also drew after them also Galgalta Inaim of Zon, are below the Parsa. And they're the ones that need to be corrected. They're intermingled with the Galgalta Inaim and the shattering, but all the corrections are in Atzilut.
So how exactly a kli which comes to correction, how does it exactly do its correction?
It nullifies itself before the world of Atzilut, and the world of Atzilut does the actions on it. There are no places here. If I, no matter where I am, leave the distances and the diagram, doesn't matter where I am, if I annul myself towards the correction, then I'm cared for to that extent.
How?
How? You run into the surgery room and you lay on the table. Do whatever you want.
And how does it happen?
And they already stand there with their scalpels and are ready to care for you.
But still, I don't know, perhaps it's not in order of, I can't understand it.
It's exactly for understanding. You need to be ready for it.
But all the kelim are in Bia.
Nowhere. The shattered ones.
Yeah? The shattered kelim are in Bria. So how do they enter Atzilut? How does it happen?
The moment I nullify before Atzilut, I'm in Atzilut. What attracts me to Atzilut, there are many illuminations from Atik, like he's telling us now that Abba Ve'ima, through Yeshut and Zon, shine in Bria, and by that awaken the shattered kelim for correction.
The first contact, now I'm shattered. How does the first contact happen?
The first contact is through Dadei Behema of Atik. Netzach and Hod of Atik, which are below the Parsa, they shine a little bit of illumination of Chochmah, a little bit of illumination of Chasadim from Netzach and Hod, like from Chochmah and Binah. And from that, the Kelim are awakened. They begin to receive shocks from these two discernments that are opposite themselves. Netzach and Hod.
And where's the entry?
And this illumination is the illumination of Tzimtzum Aleph, because it comes from Atik. And exactly, the shattered Kelim take this illumination of Tzimtzum, they are capable of receiving the illumination of Tzimtzum Aleph. Because if it was the illumination of the second restriction, they wouldn't feel it. They're not in those restrictions. It's like you're talking to them in a foreign language. It's like you're talking to them about corrections to bestow. They don't understand. They're not. They don't even feel it. But if there's an illumination of the first restriction against their kelim, which can be grasped, filled themselves, and so on, they start to awaken. When they start to awaken, then they also start to understand that this awakening is coming so that we will rise to the world of Atzilut. And there, in the world of Atzilut, everything is. Just like you came to us, an egoist, you wanted to grasp all of reality, the whole world, and grab it all, and somehow you were dragged those lights by promising you that you will fill your ego. Now you are here, and you're hearing how you will nullify your ego.
Okay, Rav, I nullified my ego.
No, this is the process of correction.
But let's say now we have Malchut in Atzilut. In Zon there is Malchut in the very end. This is where the Kelim enter. Where do you get the correction?
I'm not a mechanic like you, mechanists like you, but all the Kelim of Atzilut end in Bia. Bia is the extension of Zon of Atzilut. Slowly. Good, let's continue.
Item 80, question 80. What is a frequent zivug? The bechina of zivug of Abba v'Ima in their place is called zivug tadiri, a frequent zivug. Again, the bechina of zivug of Abba v'Ima in their place is called a frequent zivug, zivug tadiri.
Meaning we always have the possibility of enjoying this frequent coupling in Abba and Ima, if we are capable of connecting to them. And the infrequent zivug belongs to the work with the lower ones. That's not from Abba v'Ima, but from Yeshut. We will talk about that more next.
Question 82. What are zone of klipa of Abba of Ach Be'achor, back to back?
Achor Be'achor.
What are zone of klipa back to back? Achor Be'achor. Before the scene of the Tree of Knowledge, there was no construction to the klipot, and there were only in vak and nekuda, a point, which is called zon achor be'achor, back to back. Again, what are zon of klipa achor be'achor, back to back? Before the scene of the Tree of Knowledge, there was no construction to the klipot, and there were only in vak and nekuda, vak and a point, which is called zon achor be'achor, back to back.
Yes, that's considered that Adam HaRishon was an angel, was naked and was not ashamed because he didn't have vessels of reception. He didn't feel that he had vessels of reception. It's as if they're not there, and so on. And that's what we see this in animals. They have no shame for being naked. Also in people today, they have no shame that they can be naked. I see that this is actually a fashion. Where does this stem from? It's the audacity is already, it's the other side of it. It's the insolence. It's like, despite the fact that nature is not similar to a person or suitable for a person, we can see that even natural tribes, not primitive, we'll say, but natural tribes, also they also have all kinds of signs of how to cover themselves. Where you can see on the other side, what does a person have? Once when I was in Germany, I think, near a certain place, so the driver would say, this is a hotel for nudists. And what you're allowed to have on you there is a tie. Yes, yes. I'm saying this with all seriousness. Other than a tie, nothing is, it's all prohibited. I was looking for a hotel room. So he said, he understood that it wasn't for us, but or for me and my wife. Okay. Let's go.
Question 83. What are zone of klipa of atzilut? What are zone of klipa of atzilut? There are no klipot, but only in perspective of falling to Biah, and therefore there are no klipot against Gar, because also in the shattering of the Kelim, only Zat of Nikudim came out to Biah. But from the Achoraim of Keter, the posterior of Keter, and Abba Ve'ima and Yesut of Nikudim, nothing of them fell to the klipot, only they remained in Atzilut in the place of Zon. Only a potential annulment was in them because of their fall from the Rosh to the Guf. Because everything that remains in Atzilut, there is no Bechina of Klipa there, God forbid, as written, no evil shall come upon you.
Again.
There are no Klipot, but only from the Bechina of falling into Bi'ah. And therefore, there are no Klipot corresponding Gar. Because also, in the shattering of the Kelim, only Zat the Nikudim came out to Biah. But from the Achoraim, the posterior of Keter, and Abba Ve'ima and Yesut of Nikudim, nothing fell to the Klipot. Only they remained in Atzilut in the place of Zon.
Achap of Keter and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim fell only to Golgalta and Enayim of Zon, which are still above Parsa.
And there was just a potential annulment in them because of their fall from Rosh to Guf.
Meaning they were nullified from their role.
Because all that remains in Atzilut, there is no Bechina of Klipa there, as written, no evil shall come upon you.
This far is it? Okay, no questions? What?
What turns the desire to Klipa? How come all of a sudden desire root Aleph, Bet?
It loses its masach. It loses the intention in order to bestow. The same desire, he just doesn't associate it to the Creator, to the benefit of the Creator, but rather to his own benefit.
And it's not related to the intensity, to the size of the desire?
No. It's associated with who he associates the work in that desire. Please.
However, here in the scene of Adam Rishon, the Olamot already rose to Atzilut, and Zon clothed Gar. Because Zer Anpin was in the place of Arich Anpin, and the Nukva in the place of the upper Abba Ve'ima, and because of the scene, the Achoraim, their Achoraim fell to the Klipot. And in this zone, which rose to the place of Gar, there are two discernments. One, since zone, whose kelim the achoraim come from Bi'ah, from the place of the klipot, therefore, after they returned and were blemished, they returned and fell to the place they came from, meaning to the klipot of Bi'ah. And the second b'china, which they have, is after the rose and clothed Gar, therefore the Achoraim, Posir, have to fall to Atzilut in the b'china of only annulment, and not to fall into the Klipot. Therefore, they have two discernments of falls. The first is the roots of the klipot, which are the posterior, the achoraim of Bechinat Gar, which were cancelled from them, and they remained in Atzilut. But they are not, God forbid, the Bechina of klipot, only the roots. And the second Bechina is the Bechina of the kelim of achoraim, posterior of Zon, which were already sorted out and rose from the klipot to bi'ah and became the Bechina of Atzilut. And now, because of the blemish of the sin, they returned and fell into the klipot. But their place is below Atzilut and not above the Parsa.
Is something understood or not so much? You're already overloaded, I can see. Never, let's read it again.
Okay, again, question 83. What are Zon of Klipa of Atzilut?
Meaning Zon of the Klipa of Atzilut. Depict it yourself. The world of Atzilut. In the world of Atzilut, there's Zon. So Zon of the Klipa. There's Zon of sanctity, of holiness, and there's Zon of Klipa. Where is that? Come to us, after all, there can't be a klipa in Atzilut. Please.
There are no klipot, but only from the Bechina of falling to Bi'ah.
Meaning it's already not in Atzilut, but rather in Bi'ah, if it is.
Therefore, there are no klipot corresponding Gar. Because also, during the shattering of the Kelim, only Zat the Nikudim came out to Bi'ah. But from the Achoraim de Keter, the posterior of Keter, and Abba ve'ima and Yesut of Nikudim, nothing fell to the Klipot. Rather, it remained in Atzilut in the place of Zon. And there was only potential annulment in them because of their fall from the Rosh to the Guf. Because all that remains in Atzilut, there is no Bechina of Klipa there, in the meaning of no evil shall come upon you.
Meaning the kelim of Rosh, Keter, and of Abba Ve'ima cannot shatter. They can only annul or nullify from their role. But there's no shattering in them. What's next?
However, here in the scene of Adam Rishon, the Olamot already rose to Atzilut and Zon clothed Gar. Because Zer Anpin was in the place of Arich Anpin, and the Nukva in the place of the upper Abba Ve'ima. And because of the sin, the Achoraim, their posterior, fell to the Klipot. And in this zone, which rose to the place of Gar, there are two Bechinot, two discernments. The first, since their Zon, whose Kelim of their Achoraim come from Bi'ah, from the place of Klipot, therefore, after they were blemished once again, they return and fall to the place where they came from, meaning to the Klipot of Bi'ah. And the second Bechina, which they have, after they rose and clothed Gar, the Achoraim, the posterior, have to fall to Atzilut only in annulment and not to fall into the Klipot. And therefore, they have two discernments of falling. One is the root of the Klipot, which are the Achoraim, the posterior of Bechinat Gar, which were cancelled from them, and they remained in Atzilut. But they are not the Bechina of Klipot, merely the root. And the second Bechina are the Bechina of Kelim of Achoraim, posterior the Zon, which were already sorted and rose from the Klipot de Bi'ah and became Bechinat Atzilut. And now, because of the blemish of the sin, they returned and fell to the Klipot. But their place is below Atzilut and not above the Parsa.
Meaning there are no klipot in Atzilut. Only below, and also below, it's usually there's the chapter of the klipot. There's usually the world of Atzilut of klipa is nevertheless below Parsa in the place of Bria. against the world of Bria, of Kedusha, of holiness. You also have the world of Atzilut, of Klipa, and also the world of Bria, of Klipa. Good. I don't know what to do. Yes.
About the klipot. The klipot are arranged, they have a clear structure.
Yes, yes, of course.
There are no klipot which are not sorted out.
Meaning not sorted according to the parzufim. It depends when we are talking. Like, for example, if we're talking relative to time, after the shattering, when there was a descent, a drop, then the upper light continues its influence upon the kelim, even the shattered kelim. And they get sorted according to the shattered states. And no more than that, even moreover, we will learn, it's not simple, how worlds of klipot occur. Worlds, parzufim, worlds that are against the holiness operating in such a way that they have sfirot, parzufim, actions, everything, as a reflection, a copy of what's happening on the sanctified side. This is... I wouldn't talk about this too much. It brings forth confusion to people. It's like you learn some kind of mechanism of sorts. So first you learn how the machine, let's say this complex machine, needs to work, how all the things are connected there, and so on and so forth. As you learn it as much as possible, understand and know it well, then they start to teach you the troubleshooting of it. Yeah, the flaws and how to care for them. So that's how it is. So it's not worth to enter into Bia of Klipa. It's very confusing. I remember this on myself, that it really changes. It's not that it's against those laws, but nevertheless, it's our intellect has, our mind has a problem. It's this way or that way. These two opposites that we learned today are not simple to maintain. Well, let's continue for the time being.
Question 84. What is the Rama Deitucha de Rabba? It is known that the Bchinot in general, which fell in the shattering of the Kelim, are 320 sparks, 8 Melachim. In each, there are 4 Bchinot, and 10 Sefirot in each Bchina of them, which in Gematria are Shach, 320. And they divide into first 9 of every Bchina, which are sorted. And in Gematria, there are Rapach Nitzotzim, 288 sparks, and 2 Malchuyot of every Bechina, which are not sorted during 6,000 years, which are Lamed Bet Malchuyot, 32 Malchuyot in 32 Bechinot. And after all the Olamot were sorted out and corrected from the shattering, meaning before the sin of Adam Rishon, these Lamed Bet Malchuyot, the 32 Malchuyot, remained without any scrutiny, and they are called Hitucha de Zohama de Dehaba, meaning the filth that remains, the waste that remains after the purification, which is useless. Again, what is Zohama de Hitucha de Rehaba? Item 84. It is known that the Bechinot in general that fell in the shattering of the Kelim are 320 sparks, 8 Melachim in each, there are 4 Bechinot, and 10 Sefirot in every Bechina in them, which in Gematria are Shach, 320. And they divide into first 9 of every Bechina, which are sorted, and in Gematria they are Rapach Nitzotzin, 288 sparks, and to Malchuyot of every Bechina, which are not sorted in the 6,000 years, which are Lamed Bet Malchuyot, 32 Malchuyot in 32 Bechinot. And after all the Olamot were sorted and corrected from the shattering, meaning before the sin of Adam Arishon, these 32 Malchuyot remained without any sorting. And they are called Hitucha de Zuhama de Dehava, meaning the waste that remains after the entire purification, which is useless.
Meaning there's no light that can scrutinize them. We correct everything except for that part that remains. It's given many names later. Next.
Question 85. What is Zihara Il'a, upper radiance? Because of the sin of Adam Rishon, Naran de Biad de Atzilut departed, which he had before the sin. And nothing of the Kelim remained in him except for Kli de Keter. And from the Orot, all that was left in him is Or HaNefesh. Because there is opposite value between the lights and the vessels. It turns out that the first 9 of the Orot, lights, departed from him and returned to their root. Because there is no Bechina of falling in the Orot, as known. And the first 9 of Orot are called Zihara Ila'a, upper radiance.
Again,
what is Zihara Ila'a? Because the sin of Adam Rishon, Naran de Biad de Atzilut departed, which he had before the sin. And from the Kelim, nothing remained in him except for the Kli of Keter. And from the Orot, the lights, all that was left in him is the light of Nefesh, because there is an opposite value between the lights and the vessels, Orot and Kelim. It turns out that the first 9 of the Orot departed from him and returned back to their root, for there is no Bechina of falling in the Orot, as known. And those first 9 of Orot are called Zihara Ila'a.
Okay, we'll move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
מה משותף בינינו, מה מאחד אותנו, הרצון האינסופי. בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים, נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים, אז נתחיל לחיות את החיים. בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים, נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים, אז נתחיל לחיות את החיים. כתבו לנו מילים, בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור. מתקנים את ה...